This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. Hour number two of What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Jim, the Flagpole Guy. Online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Flagpoles, or flags, installation, maintenance of it. Show the world your patriotism. Sell, install, service all flags and flagpoles, and his work is second to none. Go to ndflagpoleguy.com or call 701-571-3524. Jim, the Flagpole Guy.
What's On Your Mind radio program. If you're just tuning in, well, number one, the show starts at 8:30. Number two, no, this is not Scott Hedden. My name is Jay Thomas, and I host a show here in the eastern part of the state, afternoons 2 to 5. And, I took over Scott's beautiful studio, man. Hey, before I get to my good buddy Captain Brian Neewin, North Dakota Highway Patrol, do we have anybody on hold that we need to clear up?
We do.
Who do we got?
A couple of them. We had Fred and Wing wanted to finish up on what he was talking about.
All right, Fred, we'll let you finish up real quick, and then we'll grab the rest calls, and we got to get to the captain. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I just got a little bit. It's Holy Week. I want to talk about what Jesus said about this week. It pertains to what you guys are talking about this morning in Luke 21, which is the perfect chapter to read over and over again in the year 21. He talks about, tells us what's going to happen, and it happened, and what's going to happen now, so it's probably going to happen now. And then you get to chapter 22 of Luke, and he talks about sending his disciples out before without a gun or without a sword, which they used back then.
Yeah,
and then he says, but now you buy a gun when I leave, because he was going to go to the cross, and he knew it. He says, but now when I'm not here, go sell your garment, buy a gun. And that is Luke 22:35.
Fred.
Very good. Yes.
Fred, appreciate the phone call. I hate to cut you off, brother. I really do, but I got to get to the rest of these calls because I got to get the captain on.
Great wisdom, though.
Very good wisdom.
Great wisdom.
Fred.
Beverly out in Beach on Trump.
Oh,
Beverly,
what's on your mind? Let's go out to Beach. Beverly, you're up on the What's On Your Mind radio program.
Thank you. I was just listening to the lady that spoke a while back, and I met Donald Trump when he was running for president. And as far as I'm concerned, he is still my president. And I think it's terrible that we have what we have now, and I'd vote for him again.
I would, too. I hope he runs in 2024, because he's definitely got my vote.
Man.
I know. Alex, well, and that's
Amen.
What this country needs. The country
that's
needs
need.
To be treated like a business. It is a business.
Yes.
Beverly, glad you're...
Have a blessed Easter.
Hey, you do the same. Glad you're listening out in Beach.
Have you seen a picture of Trump lately?
No, I have not. I hear he's getting a little buff.
Dude,
is that true?
There was a picture of him with Bongino that they put on like day before yesterday. I'm telling you, he's working out.
No, it's not.
His hair is shorter. He's got his hair more slicked back, and he's lost some weight. So he's either working out or he's dieting or both.
Do you remember the funniest thing? When Howard Stern's movie Private Parts came out,
yeah.
And they airbrushed him like he had been working out for years on the movie posters.
WNBC.
Are you kidding me? Captain Brian Ewan, North Dakota Highway Patrol. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. You know, it's this nice weather we're just starting to have here now is really bringing up my spirits.
Does it bring up your spirits because it brings out all the wackos behind a wheel?
Well, you know, we have issues year-round.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of business out there to do, but this just feels good, does it not? When the snow is gone and, you know, it's like spring, and it's the time of rebirth, like the caller was just talking about.
Yeah.
It's time of rebirth here. So.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Looks like the Holy Weekend, too, is going to be nice, warm weather. Get out and enjoy it. All right, listen, if you have a question for the captain, 1-800-228-0550. I always say this when I have Captain Ewan on my radio program. Look, there is no dumb question. Don't go, I'd ask this, but I'm going to sound like an idiot. There's no dumb question. Ask the question. This is actually your opportunity to have a one-on-one with law enforcement. So ask the question. You want to be asking the questions now, not when Brian or his guys got you pulled over on I-29 or 94 or wherever they nail you.
Well, we experience that. We'll stop somebody, and they're like, well, I talked to so-and-so, you know, their buddy or whoever, right, about something, and they said it's this way. I'm like, well, why would your buddy know the answer to that question?
Yeah.
You know, you can always call the Highway Patrol. We will answer any question that you have. And if we don't have that answer, we'll get it to you through another resource.
Brian's a great guy. He's a knowledgeable guy. He's been doing this for almost, what, 60 years now?
You know, it's 21 years, but it doesn't feel like it's been 21 years. And when you say 60, you know, really, honestly, yeah, just talking about this with some of my coworkers yesterday, it feels like it was just in the academy. So it does go by fast, and
oh,
I
man,
think as
like
you get
yesterday.
Older,
yeah.
As you get older, I think the time goes faster.
Yeah, but believe me, I know. 1-800-228-0550. We only have the captain until the bottom of the hour, so if you got that question, ask it now. The Vision Zero, zero fatalities, zero excuses. You drive, you text, you pay, began today, goes through the entire month, and I give kudos to you. You know how I feel about texting and driving. I hate texting so bad that I do not accept text messages on my radio program. I will not take them. I am so sick. And I mean, there are, it's not just about texting. It's distracted driving. If your eyes are not on that road, you're distracted. But this texting and driving, Captain, I've said this over and over. I've said this to you. We are always told that it is more dangerous than driving drunk. And my answer and my response to that is, then why do we not give it the same penalties as driving drunk? You guys have got to see so many bad things that happen when people are texting or just being distracted.
You know, distracted driving is a cause of crashes here in North Dakota, whether it's property damage, serious injury, or even fatal crashes. And, you know, when we have those property damage crashes, a lot of times we rely on the people that we're interviewing about those to come forward and say, I was distracted, right? How much time are you going to put into a crash that caused $4,000 damage and nobody's injured? When we get into our serious injury fatal crashes, we will take people's phones. We'll get warrants for those to download them to see if somebody was distracted, because if the circumstances of the crash are not what is matching what the people are telling us, a lot of times it's because they're distracted, or, you know, it could be under the influence. It could be a lot of different reasons why a crash happens. But a lot of times when the circumstances aren't making sense when somebody's talking to us about why a crash happened, a lot of times because they are distracted, and a lot of times they don't come forward saying that.
Okay, now, if you see somebody texting and driving or messing with their phone, you being law enforcement, you pull them over, can you take their phone from them, or do you have to go through a whole court process? How does that work?
We can't take somebody's phone. We would have to...
Or check your phone, I should say. Can you check the phone?
We can ask to check their phone.
Okay.
We can ask them about it. We can ask to look at it. It's up to them if they want to provide that to us or not. In certain cases, like if there has been a criminal offense that's occurred, so like we have a serious injury or fatal crash, we will take that phone as evidence and then get a warrant or obtain consent from the owner of that phone to do a download of it. So, you know, it really kind of depends upon the situation, whether or not a phone is going to be necessarily taken during an investigation. A normal traffic stop, we would not do that.
Let me grab some calls here. Let's go to Kevin in Mandan. He's got a question for you. Kevin, you're up on the What's On Your Mind radio program with Captain Brian Niewen, North Dakota Highway Patrol.
Yeah, I just commented on the question. The comment would be, I'm glad to see you guys are driving black vehicles now for patrol vehicles. Makes a lot of sense. But the snow and the winter up here, the more visibility instead of the white ones. And the question would be, is it ever illegal to take a left turn on red if you got a one-way going from your right to left? Is that legal or not?
So the only time you can turn left on a red light is if you're on a one-way street. You can go onto a one-way street. You can turn from a one-way street, go onto a one-way street on the left. Otherwise, you cannot make a left turn on a red light. That's the only time you can do it. In North Dakota, and most states are the same. So
I thought there was again, I think I heard this from one of my buddies. Like, let's say it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're at a light. There's no cars. You're sitting there, red arrow to make your left turn, and it just the light won't turn. I was told that after a certain amount of time, you can go ahead and make that turn.
There's nothing legal about that.
Okay.
See, that's one of those rumors, man.
Air quotes, legal.
If it's red, you cannot turn until it turns green, or you get that flashing yellow, obviously, that we have throughout town here in Fargo now and probably other places in the state as well.
All right. Appreciate the phone call. 29. I was going to give all my phone number for my show.
Habits die hard.
The show number is 1-800-228-0550. The voice you hear, that is Captain Brian Neewen, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Ask the trooper. Don't be afraid to ask the question. Don't think your question is stupid. That's why I bring Brian on, because he's a wealth of knowledge. He's been doing this for a long time, and there are a lot of rumors. Let me give you an example. So I was... And then I'll get back to the calls. I was told that if you have no front license plate on your vehicle, now I'm not talking about cars that have Pioneer plates and all that, just your standard North Dakota issued license plate, that if you don't have, of course, it's illegal not to have that front plate on your car, but if you put it in your window, that you're fine. But now he's told, no, that's not the case.
That is not the case. It has to be mounted on the extreme front of the vehicle and the extreme rear of the vehicle. So that's where the license plates are required in North Dakota.
Yeah, I just found that out.
They have to be horizontal except for a trailer or a motorcycle.
More at the Captain. We come back and your calls at 1-800-228-0550.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. H.A. Thompson & Sons, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck-Mandan area, but across the region, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and anything, heating, air conditioning, I mean, water heater replacements, garage heater installations for the shop or garage. They do bathroom remodels. I mean, really get it all done. The thing I really like on their list, natural gas grill piping. get the line piped right to your grill, right on your patio, right on your deck. Commercial services as well. They're a Link service contractor. Allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to buildings and business owners throughout the region. Find out more at 701-223-3393. Free estimates, of course. Financing available online at hatandsons.com. Again, at 701-223-3393.
What's on your mind radio program? It is 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. My name is... My name is Jay Thomas. I host a radio program in the afternoons here in the eastern part of the state. I also have a TV show called Rides. And, Scott didn't show up today, so I'm doing his show for him. Hey, we have Captain Brian Neewen hanging with us, North Dakota Highway Patrol, and taking your questions, your phone calls, again, at 1-800-228-0550. And I asked if you could... if you could get your question to him as quickly as possible, because it looks like we got a lot of calls to get to. Let me grab John and McCluskey. John, you're up on the What's on Your Mind radio program. I almost said the Jay Thomas Show again.
Yes,
what's
sir.
Up, John? What's up, buddy?
Yes, sir. John McCluskey, North Dakota.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's turn this down. Just, gentlemen, I appreciate your time. And the other gentleman that was on there from the Freedom Riders, yeah, I wondered what is up. There was a Kurt Sabbath that was a president, but that don't matter right now. The gentleman, the police officer, I would like to speak to him.
Yep, he's here. Go ahead. Ask him a question.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Yeah, I was one of the most non-compliant gentlemen that ever probably walked this planet before. And then we were lied to against your kind of what you guys just provide, respect and love. And, you know, We were just lied to, but what you guys do is protect us, and, well, I know that now. I just want to tell you guys, thank you.
John, that's awesome. Thanks for the phone call. Listening in McCluskey, North Dakota. Let's go to Austin in Rugby. Austin, you're up with Captain Brian Neewen. Go ahead.
Hey, question. I know this is probably going to upset a few people, but when is the state going to start looking at pets on the front seat, on the driver's lap,
yes,
as a distraction as well?
Yes.
As
thank you for bringing that up.
You know, I mean, it's terrible.
It is.
That's something you should talk to your local legislator about. Obviously, we do have a law against distracted driving in North Dakota. If you commit another violation while you're distracted by a dog, eating a cheeseburger, fiddling with your radio, texting, whatever else it might be, if you commit another violation, we can stop you from being distracted. So we technically have a law if you're being distracted by your dog in your car, but there's nothing specifically against that.
Thank you.
Austin, I'm glad you brought that up. There's nothing that drives it. Well, the texting and driving drives me crazy. I'll put the pets up. There's somebody driving and their pet's hanging out the window. They're on their lap. Or I've even seen, Captain, where the pet's paws are on the steering wheel and they're going down the road.
Don't drive angry.
It's like, are you kidding me? And honestly, if you really love that pet, you don't want that pet sitting on your lap. Okay?
No, you don't.
Come on.
That's not like a husky on somebody's lap. I'm like, who drives with the seat that far back? How can you reach the pedals?
Well, the husky was driving. That person had to get to that liquor store.
And was probably a better driver than the driver anyway, right?
Take my ID, go get me some beer. Alan in Bismarck, I believe, is next. Alan, thanks for hanging on. You're up with Captain Brian Neewen, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is going to be really quick. I know it's due with the state legislatures more than it's about anything, but why is it when these people get pulled over and they have no driver's license or no insurance, either or both, they still don't turn around and get stopped or the car get impounded or have to take a taxi and leave the car sit there or anything? That's it.
Amen, brother.
So anytime we stop somebody as an agency, as a policy is they don't have a driver's license, they're suspended, or they don't have insurance, they're not allowed to drive away. They have to get a legal driver there to drive the vehicle if they do have insurance on it, or call for a ride and get a ride away from that area. We'll give them a ride as well. If they don't have insurance, the vehicle cannot be moved until it has insurance. In extreme cases, we will impound vehicles if they're not meeting some of the requirements, but most of the time that vehicle will be left roadside. And the person will either get a ride away from the scene or we'll give them a ride away from the scene.
Yeah, but they still have accidents, or?
They do. I mean, there's people that still choose to drive without insurance and without licenses. daily in North Dakota, and when we encounter those people on traffic stops, we take the appropriate enforcement action. If it's involved in a crash, the same thing happens, but unfortunately, those people do continue to drive.
Can't they get a high fine, though, to be charged with a lot of tickets?
We can cite them for several different violations, but not having a driver's license in North Dakota is a $20 citation. If you're driving under suspension, it is a B misdemeanor offense, depending upon the severity of it, how many you've had in the previously. But there really is not a lot of teeth in it when you go through the court process.
And yet these other people's cars get damaged and cost a fortune. Thank you.
I hear you. Correct. Appreciate the phone call. 1-800-228-0550. Got about 4 minutes left with Captain Brian Ewan, North Dakota Highway Patrol. If you have a question, ask it. No dumb question. Let's go to Troy in Tower City. Troy, you're next on the What's On Your Mind radio program with Captain Brian Ewan. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. I was calling about the distracted law, distracted driving law. Now, you get passed by a lot of state patrols, and you'll see their hands over on the keyboards typing away. Isn't that the same thing?
So in North Dakota, there are some exceptions for law enforcement. There are times that we have to utilize our computers. Our people are told only in emergency situations while they're driving should they be utilizing their computer as they're driving. But all of the information we receive for dispatch calls comes through what's called a computer-aided dispatch system. And it comes to our computers. So we're receiving information as we're responding to different incidents across the state on that computer. So there are times that we might be on our computer, but we do really encourage our people not to be on their computers as they're driving with the screens down if they can. Other times when we can't have those screens down. So, you know, if you're seeing that, there might be something going on where they have to utilize that computer. I can't explain every situation that you've maybe been driving where that's happened. But our
now,
people
I'm on
are
the road a lot, and
that.
I mean, you see it a majority of the time they are on it versus not. When I get past, I don't drive very fast, so I see them go by quite often.
And that's something, if you do see it, you can call and we can take care of those issues.
Okay, well, I was just wondering, so I appreciate your time.
No, that's why we have them on. Troy, don't be afraid to ask the questions. Glad you folks are doing that. Only a couple minutes left. 1-800-228-0550. Captain Brian Ewan, North Dakota Highway Patrol. I got a question before we go to Bob in Chicago. Real quick. When you see the cars on the side of the highway that have been tagged, they broke down and the highway patrol will come tag them, how long do people have to get those cars removed? Because sometimes I'll see that same car there for like a week.
It's 48 hours. So okay. Once a law enforcement officer has checked it, we'll put a tag on it. We'll do a contact for that. And within 48 hours, it has to be removed. If it's not removed within 48 hours, it is subject to being impounded. There are times when we have individuals that will call and say, my car is broke down at this location. I can get to it Thursday. Can you leave it there till Thursday? If we know who the owner is, we're working with them, we'll let it sit there a little bit longer. A lot of times it depends upon whether another law enforcement officer comes by and sees it to be able to impound it within 48 hours.
Bob, Chicago, you got to go quickly. You get the final say. What do you got, buddy?
Yes, I got a concealed weapons question. You know that I've got a concealed weapon.
Bob, you know what? Can you hang on? Can you hold on? Hold on.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Orange, California is being rocked by the deadliest shooting in more than 20 years. A child and three adults were killed on Wednesday, but the reason why is still unclear. Police say a gunman was firing when they arrived at the scene of a two-story office building. At least one officer fired back and the suspect was hit. A fifth woman was also found shot. She and the suspect are in the hospital, said to be in critical condition. In a speech in Pittsburgh on Wednesday, President Joe Biden unveiled his $2 trillion infrastructure plan, consisting of traditional projects such as roads and bridges, as well as funding to combat climate change. Republicans on Capitol Hill pointing out only 25% of the plan actually is toward infrastructure. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I wake up, what's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com. Promo code you need to know is Scott, S-C-O-T-T. You go there, all kinds of deals. I mean, doesn't matter what you're looking for. Pillow, sheets, robe, slippers, pet pillow, whatever. And that, those new robes, by the way, are as gorgeous as he says they are. They're gorgeous. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, find the buy one, get one offers with promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028 for the great specials as well at MyPillow.com.
I love the MyPillow products. I've got the robe, the slippers are unbelievable, these Giza sheets, holy smokes, man. Especially when we got back from, I am so sunburnt and peeling. I had to bring my back scratcher with me. But you get on those Giza sheets, I mean, even with the sunburn.
We have them too. They're gorgeous.
It's amazing.
There is a difference.
A huge difference. All right, before we wrap things up here with Captain Brian Neewitt, I want to finish that call from Bob. And then Chris Jones, Executive Director of the State of North Dakota State Department of Human Services, is going to join us. Can't talk this early in the morning, man. Rumor that hundreds of migrant children have been moved up here to North Dakota. Just not true. Chris is going to join us here in just a few. Let's go back to Bob from Chicago. Bob, thanks for hanging on. And I carried you over because I think the question you're going to ask is a question that a lot of concealed carry people want to know. So go ahead.
Yeah. I'm a North Dakota resident for one thing, but... So when I get pulled over and I come in contact with law enforcement all the time, and the first thing they get is my driver's license and my permit at the same time. But when I'm pulled over, do you know before you walk up to the car that I've got a concealed permit?
We do not. So the only time we would know is number one, when we walk up and you identify that through showing your permit or identifying it verbally. Or when we go back to our vehicle with your driver's license and we would run your driver's license status, it would show us that you have a concealed weapons permit in North Dakota only. It'll only show the North Dakota records. That won't show other states. So, you know, for a North Dakota concealed weapons permit holder, you do not have to identify that to a law enforcement officer when you're stopped if you have a concealed weapons permit. But if you do, it's great. We would encourage that. But you do not have to. If you're constitutionally carrying in North Dakota, so you don't have a concealed weapons permit, but you're a North Dakota resident, you're constitutionally carrying, you do have to notify law enforcement as soon as you are stopped and that law enforcement officer approaches. So there's a little bit of difference between constitutional carry and a concealed weapon permit holder here in North Dakota, whether or not you have to notify law enforcement.
I'd like to explain why I'm asking that question, because a couple of years ago I got pulled over between Jamestown and Carrington by the Highway Patrol. And when he was walking up to my car, walking up to the side of my truck,
I mean, he was like sneaking up to the side of my truck, and he was standing like 2 feet behind my door. And the first thing he asked me is if I had any weapons in the vehicle. And I mean, it wasn't like I was driving an old beater. I was driving a new dually. And he gave it a good look over in the back seat and everything when he was walking up to the side of my truck. And I asked him, I actually asked him, I said, well, what's the question, you know, after everything was settled? I asked him why he did that. And he just didn't give me a straight answer. I was expecting him to say, well, a vehicle like yours reported stolen or something like that. But I never did get a straight answer on why he asked me that question. So that's why I was wondering.
Yeah, normally we would not know if you have a concealed weapons permit or not. Also, normally that's not how we would approach a traffic stop. We would obviously, we do walk up on vehicles, and we want to try and be as concealed as possible to try and surprise people because, again, we don't know what we're walking up on when we walk up on a car. But that's not a normal question we would ask initially unless we see some sort of furtive movements inside the vehicle prior to me walking up, or I have some intelligence saying, like, this type of vehicle contains maybe somebody that's doing something wrong. Maybe there was a call for service or something going on, and the trooper stopped that vehicle. But normally, if I'm stopping you for a speeding violation, I would walk up, explain why I stopped you, and then ask you for your documents so I can continue that traffic.
And in my training, Brian, too, it's been, I don't have to tell you that I have a weapon, although I could just, it's happened once, and I said, I know I don't have to tell you, officer, but I do have a weapon. It's cased in the thing, and his response was, that's fine, just leave it right there.
Exactly. If you have a concealed weapons permit and you're carrying a weapon,
yeah,
you do not have to, under North Dakota law, let the law enforcement officer know. It's great information for us to have. Again,
yeah,
we're used to being around guns in North Dakota. Yeah. Now, if you did something like that in L.A., it might be a different story, right?
Yeah, right. Or Minnesota.
Oh, man.
Emperor over there.
But in North Dakota, we do have the constitutional carry law where North Dakota residents do not have to have a concealed weapons permit. They can carry a concealed weapon even in a vehicle. If you do get stopped or you're encountered by law enforcement, you do have to notify that law enforcement officer that you are concealed carrying underneath the constitutional carry law.
Hey, Bob, appreciate the phone call. Thanks for listening to the What's On Your Mind radio program on AM 1100 The Flag. Appreciate that. Brian, before I let you go, real quick. So today through the 30th, you drive, you text, you pay. And it's not just texting. This is a distracted driving campaign. What can we expect to see?
So obviously, these campaigns are all overtime projects that they're grant projects through either the state or the federal government. So it provides opportunities for law enforcement officers to work extra shifts to specifically go out there and target these types of violations. So like last month was drive sober, get pulled over. Mm-hmm. This month is the texting and driving program. And that it just allows us to have extra bodies on the road to look for these types of violations to try and make our roads as safe as possible.
I know nearly 300 citations issued for distracted driving during the enforcement period back in September. Yeah, it looks like the preliminary crash fatalities for 2021 are trending higher than previous years, already 21 fatalities.
Yeah, so, you know, we're extremely higher than we have been the last few years when it comes to the first few months of the year. And normally, the summer months are our most deadly months because of just more traffic out there, more celebrations going on, more things that are happening. So we're not sitting in a good place as a state right now. Last year was our first year where we ended below 100 fatalities since 2002, I believe it was. So, you know, this year trending higher is not a good sign, but we're going to do our due diligence out there as Ohio Patrol and other law enforcement agencies, too, to try and make our roads as safe as possible to bring that crash count down, which will bring our fatal count down as well.
Captain Brian Niewa, North Dakota Highway Patrol. Brother, always love having you on. It's good because the listeners out there get a one-on-one with law enforcement. And as always, we get great questions.
And we appreciate the support AM 1100 has, 970 has, when it comes to these types of programs, because we can have this interaction with the public, and we appreciate that because it's important for us to have not just always those negative type of interactions.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to have these positive ones as well.
Exactly. Always a pleasure. Thanks, brother.
Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. AM 1100, the flag time right now is 10:39. I believe, are we going to a break now, Kevin, or can I go right to Chris? I can go right to Chris?
Yeah, you can go right to Chris.
All right, I believe Chris is waiting. Chris Jones, Executive Director of the North Dakota State Department of Human Services. Chris, how you doing, bud?
Doing great. Happy it's Thursday.
Hey, exactly. One away from Friday. Thanks, Captain. Appreciate it. Be safe, brother. All right. There, of course, the big rumor mill is that North Dakota is hiding hundreds of migrant children. They're arriving here by plane. And that is just not true, correct?
That is correct. And it's correct on multiple levels. I think the most important thing I'd like to share is it really relates to how the state has been transforming its child welfare system over the last 4 or 6 years. And we've tried to move away from congregate housing settings. And that's really what the Biden administration is looking for at this point, depending on what they ultimately determine to do with those children. And we, and talking with the Biden administration and the Division of Administration of Children and Families, they know we don't have the beds and the facilities to accept these children. So regardless of anything else, they don't even have a place to put them, nor do we have a place to hide them.
Could at any time, could the federal government step in and say, you're doing this whether you like it or not here in North Dakota, or do we have power over that?
My understanding is, yes, they can do that. They can always do that. It's same with refugee resettlement. And that is why when Lutheran Social Services filed for bankruptcy and closed, that we stepped in because we wanted at least a dialogue with the federal government as it related to refugee resettlement. Because if we didn't, they could just place. And at the end of the day, I don't believe, at least today, currently, that the Biden administration will look to put kids in North Dakota, because we just have no places. They would have to construct places in North Dakota to accept these children.
Wasn't there, back during President Obama's administration, weren't they at one time looking at possibly the Grand Forks Air Force Base, but then our senators, congresspeople stepped in and put a stop to that?
That's my understanding. We went back and looked at, that was 2014, and looked at some of the emails that went back and forth at that time. That was before Governor Burgum was here and before I was here, and went back and reviewed that. It's my understanding they also did reach out to the Grand Forks Air Force Base, even during this most recent one, and they decided not to do that, and they didn't even look at Minot. So I think they looked back at Grand Forks and Minot and determined those weren't viable alternatives, at least at this point in time.
1-800-228-0550 is the phone number if you have a question. Chris Jones, he's the executive director of the North Dakota State Department of Human Services, dispelling rumors that hundreds of migrant children have been flown up here to North Dakota and hidden away and tucked away. It's just not true.
You're welcome to call our listener line, too. The Oasis Petroleum Beat the Buffalo hotline is 855-200-1776, extension 1. You can leave a message there. So the Oasis Petroleum Beat the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776, extension 1, brought to you by OasisPetroleum.com. They're hiring, by the way.
Lutheran Social Services of North Dakota just abruptly done over. Does that mean refugee resettlement is done in North Dakota, Chris?
No, so what we've been doing, kind of like I mentioned earlier, is there's really three options. Find another private agency to do it, like Lutheran Social Services, have the state take it over, or do nothing. Do nothing was the least desirable, because then we would have no dialogue with the federal government as it relates to refugee resettlement into North Dakota. There really were no other private agencies that were going to be able to pick up the pieces as quickly as necessary for Lutheran Social Services. So from January until now, we've been trying to put it back together. And I think, you know, initially we thought we were going to have to hire a number of people to do this. But now I think we found private partners that we're able to piece together. So we'll likely have a really small labor force within Department of Human Services, before less FTEs, and then we'll partner with the private to provide the services. But we'll also now have a greater line of sight into what's going on, so potentially not having what happened to us with the abrupt closing of Lutheran Social Services.
Chris, can you hang out?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let me take a quick break here, and we'll come back more with Chris Jones, Executive Director of the North Dakota State Department of Human Services, 1-800-228-0530.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you that includes attorney fees. You're talking about less than $4,000. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or ndestateservices.com. Call Mark Wagner. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. See it, reserve it. 4 o'clock Central Time this Saturday. You'll have the countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1. GMC Hummer EV SUV. The unveil is coming out. In the meantime, though, shop, click, drive, and you can get, for example, hang on, I'm trying to click one more time, 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab models, $5,750 purchase allowance, or 2021 Buick SUV models up to 18% below MSRP. Shop, click, drive, and your warranty is for a lifetime at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Jay Thomas in on the Jay Thomas Show. Formerly known as What's in Your Mind.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Flynn, was that Freedom Rock, man? Turn it up, dude. Really, the rat is gone? Come on,
I was going to say that was you on air guitar on that one.
Oh, I was air drumming that one.
Oh, you bet. Oh, you're one of the
Red River Valley Fair, man.
Be at the Red River Valley Fair, you say.
Rat, Cinderfella, and
Kicks.
Yep. Don't close your eyes.
Tom Kiefer of Cinderella, I believe, is
Tom
how they...
Is Tom still there?
Yeah, he's the only one that is there.
He really is the only one that matters for that band. Yep. Rat now, Stephen Piercy, lead singer. I think most of them are still there, right?
Yep. DeMartino's playing with them. Yeah,
he is. Okay, yep. Going to be a great show. Red River Valley Fair, RedRiverValleyFair.com. Get those tickets. I think for that show, it's $25. It's going to be a night of rock and roll, baby. What's on your mind? Radio program. Jay Thomas. I host a radio program here in the eastern part of the state, weekday afternoons, 2 to 5. If you want to check me out, also have a television show. It's called Rides with Jay Thomas, and the new season starts the first week in June. Chris Jones, Executive Director of the North Dakota State Department of Human Services, dispelling rumors that all these migrant children are being shipped up here to North Dakota. Folks, it's not true. And I always say this on my radio program. Get off the interweb. Don't believe what you're reading on social media.
What?
99% of the time, it's pure crap, I say. I believe, is it Fritz waiting?
Fritz and Stanley.
Stanley, North Dakota. Fritz, how you doing, brother?
Well, good. Good. And you?
Good, man. You got a question?
Well, I got a question for Chris. I'm the mayor up here, and I'm getting a lot of calls about this shipping up the immigrants thing, you know. And when he mentioned there's no facilities available, we have empty man camp sitting right in the middle of the town here that can hold 400 or 500 people. It's got cooking facilities. I mean, it would be ready to go. I mean, there's nothing stopping Target Logistics.
Mayor,
we just opened a new border.
Stop talking. Quiet. What are you doing?
It's an April Fool's joke, guys. Come on.
No, it's not.
No, Mayor, honestly, you bring a fridge.
We're getting calls on this, and just wondering what you think.
I've never thought about those empty man camps. He brings up interesting perspective, Chris.
Yeah, so how it would work, I mean, they would have to notify us to tell us that they were going to do that. There are other states, when I say there's not facilities, there are other states who still have congregate group settings for children that have capacity, where the state of North Dakota doesn't. And so they already have the workers that can serve those children in those congregate housing settings, and we don't even have the workforce for that.
We can't even get people to work at a normal job up here.
Well, I mean, and Chris, we were talking during the break about this thing going on down in Dallas where the U.S. government plans to house up to 3,000 immigrant males between 13 and 17 years old at the Dallas Convention Center. They're not fixing the hole in the border. They're leaving it open. In fact, they stopped all the construction. So, again, the pool is overflowing, and they're going to grab mops instead of turning off the faucet. But my question is, we say they're not here now. Ultimately, I mean, if this just keeps up, at some point...
They've got to put them somewhere.
They've got to put them somewhere. I mean, we got to be on the list.
Yeah, I mean, you have to believe we're on the list, but I guess the point that we've been making to the Biden administration and the administration of children and families, in essence, the bureaucrats who work in the federal government, is we're going to be the last place you want to send them for a multitude of reasons. Low unemployment rate, no facilities, not that style where, I mean, frankly, the northern states that have it are more like Wisconsin and Michigan. They have congregate housing settings, so and we don't. And then I think the other great thing about North Dakota is our unemployment rate is so low.
It's unbelievable.
You know, you do your infrastructure plan, you're going to want to, you know, make jobs for someone else. I have to believe that there would be some logic to that, and we'll continue to. And again, regardless of even your view of should we accept migrant children or not, we don't have the capacity to even help those kids be successful. I mean, why would anyone want to send a kid to the state of North Dakota where we can't help them be successful and be part of the system?
And I'm with you on that. But at some point, you got to wonder. I mean, they're so overwhelmed down there on the southern border. I mean, look at the way these kids are being treated now. At the end of the at the end of the day, you know, they may go, hey, we just got to get them out of here. We got to make room. I got about 20 seconds left before we got to roll. Chris Jones, Executive Director, North Dakota State Department of Human Services. One quick question. When it comes to refugee resettlement, who pays that?
Yeah, thanks for the question. So the work we're doing to take over for Lutheran Social Services for refugee resettlement is all paid by the federal government. So they pay us whatever the cost is. There are no state taxpayer dollars that are part of refugee resettlement in North Dakota.
And I've noticed looking at numbers, the numbers have been going down here. In 2019, a total of 124 refugees were settled. 2020, the number was 44. That's according to the governor's office. Don't know if those numbers are going to continue to go down or go up. I guess we'll find out in the near future. Chris Jones, Executive Director, North Dakota State Department of Human Services. Thanks for the time this afternoon, or this morning. Thanks, bro.
Yep. Thank you for having me on. Anytime you need me to dispel rumors or get information out, I appreciate the time.
I'll get a hold of you. Folks, had a blast. It was great talking to everybody.
See you tomorrow.
And I don't know, maybe
communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Bowdoin, Steele, Marmot, Jamestown, Dodge, Anamoose, Lear, Fairmount, Raleigh, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. Piper's market for quality and well-maintained equipment is strong, so if you want to sell your equipment at Piper's Central Dakota Regional Auction in Steele or in Piper's Upper Midwest timed online-only auctions, contact us today at 701-523-7366 and view all land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.